with the loving arms all around me. Prop, baby, lean and style, Lord, I said it heavy on my knee. Surely must bow, surely must bow.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Live from lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach.
Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music,
topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
So you probably should not
afternoon. It is 7 minutes past the noontime hour. This is a news magazine called The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I am kind of doing this show without a net because our headphones aren't working, so I am not able to hear myself talking, so hopefully you can hear me. This show reports the most important news every Sunday, noon to one, usually hosted by Dick Dickenbach. You know that name. He's not here today because he's a scaredy cat. My name is Gary, sitting in for him. It is October 26th, the 299th day of the year. 66 days remain in 2025. We began the show with the musical report called God Save the Runaways by The Secret History from the World That Never Was. The music over which I'm speaking is Frankenstein. I believe that's an Edgar Winter tune performed in this situation by Bazooka from the record Perfectly Square. The top story today is Halloween. Portland loves Halloween, and Dick Dickenbach claims he once shared a train with Dr. Victor Frankenstein, so he suggested we report on that infamous monster and the infamous doctor and his creation today. The story of Frankenstein first appeared in a book written by Mary Shelley, subtitled The Modern Prometheus, published in 1818 when she was 20 years old. According to the Wikipedia, the book tells the story of Victor Frankenstein, a young scientist who creates a hideous, sapient creature in an unorthodox scientific experiment. The Frankenstein in the title is therefore Victor, not his creation, who is not given a name in the book. He's instead identified by words such as creature, monster, demon, wretch, abortion, fiend, and it. But, as many people have pointed out, the monster is Victor Frankenstein's creation, in a way his son, and in our patriarchal society, don't the children take the father's name? This reporter is fine with calling the monster Frankenstein. It would have been his last name on his birth certificate if he'd had one. Continuing with the Wikipedia, unlike the movie version you're most likely familiar with, the monster can speak and is in fact quite eloquent. In the book, he says to his creator, "I ought to be thy Adam, but I am rather the fallen angel." There are many aspects of the creature in the novel that didn't make it into the 1931 film directed by James Whale, which pretty much defined the character for the public. Boris Karloff played the monster in that movie, and while it didn't immediately make him a star, he later portrayed the mummy in The Mummy and returned as the Frankenstein monster in Bride of Frankenstein, with Whale directing in 1935. At that point, a bona fide horror movie superstar. The story of the novel's creation is legendary. Mary Shelley, her lover and future husband Percy Bysshe Shelley, John Polidori, and Lord Byron had a competition to see who would write the best horror story. After thinking for days, Shelley was inspired to write Frankenstein after imagining a scientist who created life and was horrified by what he had made. The Wikipedia tells us Frankenstein is one of the best-known works of English literature, infused with elements of the Gothic novel and the Romantic movement. It has held a considerable influence on literature and on popular culture, spawning a complete genre of horror stories, films, plays, and even one modest Dickenbach report. What people don't tell you is the other horror stories that the four other three people in the quartet tried to write. For example, Percy Shelley wrote about a murderous horse and buggy that was named Christine. It didn't quite work. And Lord Byron wrote a long epic poem about a ferocious ferret he called Cujo. It just seems as though those particular horror stories didn't have, their time had not come. We are here today to talk about Frankenstein. You can telephone me at 503-233-9729. That's X-Ray. You can text me at 971-220-5979. That's KXRY. And don't be frightened. It's just the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
Kids, gather around, 'cause at this house there is something special going down. There's another kid by the name of Frankenstein. He's got a great big house and a friend who's 6'9". Monster Dave, gonna creep on down.
jaws go creep, black coffin, little pine. All the werewolves howl and the witches hum, while the zombie dudes on the Buddha drum, at the midnight ball at the house of Frankenstein.
Mr. Frankenstein. It started out in a small cafe. I was gonna have some coffee and be on my way. I never thought I'd get to dine with that horrible man called Frankenstein. Came up to me and asked my name. I said it's Joe and asked the same.
Frankenstein!
And then he said,
I think that you'd look better dead.
I didn't know just where to hide. I said we're going for a ride. It's just about time I had my lunch. Well, he opened his mouth and my head went crunch. I'm telling this tale from heaven up high. There's lots of ways that you can die. If you have your choice, just don't choose mine. And don't meet Mr. Frankenstein.
Most men can't be told apart. They all resemble brothers. But the man to whom I gave my heart is constructed like no others. A man of no acumen, no blood and no albumen. Subnormal and subhuman. I love you, Frankenstein. I love your vacant stare. I look at you and somehow knew we'd make a ghoulish pair. I need you, Frankenstein. I need you much too much. I hunger for your hairy paw. I miss your clammy touch. I never knew a moment's fright or what your sweet embrace meant until I spent that lovely night screaming in your basement. Darling.
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
Hey, Frankenstein, baby!
What you want, woman?
What are you trying to do, man?
I don't know what I'm trying to do. I'm a monster.
I see you trying to do the boogaloo.
Boogaloo?
And that funky Broadway.
Funky Broadway? Look here, I got my own thing. And I'm gonna show you how to do it. Dig it, yeah. Look here. There's a new dance coming your way. It's not the boogaloo or the funky Broadway. It's a dance that anyone can do. So hold it right there and give me a minute or two. Look here. We're gonna do a little thing. It's not gonna be the shingling. Dig it. So if you just wait and let me talk, the name of this dance is the Frankenstein Walk. I know you're gonna like this one, and we all can have some fun doing the Frankenstein Walk. Dig it, baby. Frankenstein walk. Let me show you how to do it. Dig this here right here. Put your right arm out. That's good. Put it right there. And your left one too. And put it right there. Just stand there for a minute to hold it. And I'll tell you what else to do. Put it right there. Now, put out your right leg. That's again. Now, put out your left one. Like that. Now we get ready. Look here. We're gonna have some fun. I told you, look here. I know you're gonna like this one. Look here. And we all gonna have some fun doing the Frankenstein walk. Dig it again. Doing the Frankenstein walk. Now do it right there. I'm gonna turn you on right here. Dig it. Now that your right and left arms are stretched out. That's it. And your right and left leg too. Dig. Here are my final instructions. And they're simple as one and two. Just do the Frankenstein, baby. Look here. Just walk like that little old monster. Just do the boogaloo if you want to. Look here, hey, baby, how you like that?
Freaky, that's okay.
Wait a minute, baby.
Man, that's cute.
What about the Wolfman? Have you seen the Wolfman? What about Batman? Superman? What about Batman? Anything?
Just the Frankenstein walk, baby.
You want to do the duck?
Come on, let's go, baby.
What are you talking about, girl?
From the slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
The monster smash.
It caught on in a flash.
The monster mash.
He did the monster mash. From the hall of gore in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
He did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It was a smash.
It caught on in a flash.
The monster mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. Chains backed by his baying hounds. The poodle stabbers are about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It was a smash.
It caught on in a flash.
The monster mash.
They did the monster mash. Come in, Morris. We always have a guest for breakfast. Come in, Horace. We always have a breast for breakfast. Igor, Have you watered the brains today, Gory Gore?
Breaking news. At about 12:27 in the afternoon, you're tuned in to the Dickenbach Report, a Halloween episode featuring Frankenstein on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary, sitting in for host regular host Dick Dickenbach, who tricked when he should have treated. I remind you that I'm doing this show without headphones today, so I might be a little quieter because I insist on playing music under my voice, but hopefully you can hear me, or even more hopefully you can't. Here are the musical reports about Frankenstein you just heard. That was the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band's cover of Monster Mash from Tadpoles. Before that, Gene Bowlegs Miller gave us the Frankenstein Walk from a collection called Barnyard Soul. Weird the Crystals, Frankenstein Twist from a collection called Twist Uptown. Kay Stevens sang Frankenstein in three-quarter time from not-so-great songs that were left out of great movies for obvious reasons. Carlos Casal Jr. warned us, don't meet Mr. Frankenstein from Sin Alley, Volume 4, Filthy, Sleazy 50s Trash, and we began with Big B. Cornegay at the House of Frankenstein from the Horror Hop Collection. Under my voice, Jackie McLean, Frankenstein from One Step Beyond.
It's time now for a special Dickenbach Report Halloween report with our own Jeff Nutter. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Jeff, you're reporting from the 10th annual Portland Frankenstein's Monster Competition?
Yeah, and it is packed.
For the past 10 years, there's been a competition where people build a Frankenstein's monster here in Portland?
Yeah, you have to come see it. It's amazing. And it's a competition, and so it's a little bit, not to be facetious, it's a little bit cutthroat.
Describe to me the scene there.
It's packed with people building versions of their Frankenstein monster.
I know all will be revealed on Halloween night, but you have to tell me, are these mannequins? Are they robots?
Everything. Butter, ice, robotics, animals, anything you can imagine and things you can't imagine.
But obviously no one has any human body parts.
Is it obvious? If they can make a Frankenstein out of butter, they can make a Frankenstein out of anything. Probably the funniest take I saw was the three wise men in Frankenstein's monster carrying frankincense. And, you know, we celebrate Christmas now, so I guess it makes sense.
How many competitors are there?
There's official and unofficial. I mean, there's even kids building their own versions. There's a Lego Frankenstein. Officially, there's 112.
Has there been any friction between the competitors and the people planning the event?
They're trying to make it as lifelike as possible. We can do electricity, but they want to do elevators with the electricity and have things go up and down. And so it's a little bit too close to the book, but, you know, people want to be true to their Frankenstein monster.
In the 10 years of this competition, Jeff, has anyone actually created life?
You mean, like, actually brought somebody back from the dead? There was a heart attack last year. I don't think it was artist performance, but they did bring somebody back from the dead last year. Who knows what's going to happen this year?
I have to return to this, Jeff. You say there's a possibility someone may be using actual human body parts in this competition?
I don't know. People are not going to tell you. Maybe they'll reveal. Maybe we'll actually have a Frankenstein monster. We have so many hospitals in town, so many doctors. There has to be a Dr. Frankenstein somewhere. So who knows?
Do you remember, Jeff, what won last year's competition?
Yeah, hers was a sea monster, which didn't quite make sense, but it was super cool to watch because she actually had an aquarium and she had a Frankenstein fish that actually ate small children, which was kind of weird, but Portland loved it.
Right before winners are announced, on Friday there is a ball, like a monster ball.
Yep. It's a fun place. I wouldn't call it a family-friendly, maybe family-adjacent event, but it's a lot of fun.
He's been covering the Portland Frankenstein Monster Competition for 10 years now. He is the Dickenbach Report's Jeff Nutter. Jeff, thank you for coming on, and be safe out there.
Always. It was great having you, and come down, Dick.
Dang it, Jeff. You know me, it's Gary. I introduced you to your third wife. Anyway, if you're wondering where this event is taking place, all I have the information is that is at the Murda Center. Not Moda, but Murda. And that's all the information apparently they're going to give us. Portland wants you to find it on your own. The phone line up here is 503-233-9729. That's X-Ray. The text line is 971-220-5979. That's KXRY. More reports now about Frankenstein of a musical variety here on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
Story it happened to me. It was late one night while watching TV. I was already scared from this terrible storm outside. But I sat back in my chair and I waited to see just what the late movie was gonna be. And I heard a man say the evils of Frankenstein. Now it was about this doctor that had gone insane and a hunchback helper that had no brains and this thing they made from bodies fresh out of a grave. Well, it was ugly as sin and big as a barn, and had feet as long as a grown man's arm, and these two nuts was gonna try and make it their slave. Well, that thing didn't go for that idea at all. It just busted its chains and walked right through the wall and left the castle and those two men in a terrible mess. Well, I jumped from my chair and I started to scream when I thought he was coming through my TV screen. I scared plumb out of my skin, I must confess. What scary movies have got to me, I'm even afraid to turn on TV. I shake and tremble like a man of 75. I walk with a cane and my hair's turned white. I age 40 years in just one night. The night they showed the evils of Frankenstein. Well, I turned the channel and to my surprise, there was that thing and it was still alive and had two new friends like something I'd never seen. One turned to a wolf by the full moonlight and the other one changed into a bat at night, and the things they was doing like things you'd never believe. By this time, Frankie had learned to speak, and he was trying to teach these other two freaks new ways to mangle a body beyond repair. All the people tried without much success to put those evil things to rest, but as far as I know, they're still out there somewhere. A lot of scary movies have got to me. I'm even afraid to turn on TV. I shake and tremble like a man of 75. Well, I walk with a cane and my hair turned white. I aged 40 years in just one night. The night they showed the evils of Frankenstein. The night they showed the evils of Frankenstein. The night they showed the evils of Frankenstein.
Ensemble les morceaux, le nez, les yeux, les lèvres et la peau, les connexions nerveuses fixées au cou par des écrous. Fallait un cerveau aussi grand qu'Einstein pour en greffer un autre à Frankenstein, faire de plusieurs cadavres en un instant un mort vivant. Mais il fallait aussi un assistant qui, ayant brisé le cœur par accident, substitue à celui d'un assassin, assassin. Fallait un cerveau aussi grand qu'Einstein pour en greffer un autre à Frankenstein, faire de plusieurs cadavres en un instant un mort vivant. Après quelques décharges électriques, il se mit à rouler des mécaniques, puis renversant bec, benzène et cornu, il disparut.
Let's leave this creepy old crypt and get a breath of fresh air. It's cold outside, isn't it? So make sure your doors are locked, and when you hear the bell, You know, it's time to get acquainted with our next character.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Yeehaw!
plastic tubes and pots and pans, bits and pieces and magic from my hand are making weird signs. Things I've never seen before. Behind bolted doors, talent and imagination. Weird science. Not what teachers said to do. Making dreams come true. Living tissue, warm flesh. Weird science. Plastic tubes and pots and pans, bits and pieces.
This just in, at about 10 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour, we're nearing the end of this week's The Dickenbach Report on KXRY, X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. We're getting ready for a holiday week. We've been celebrating Halloween with a show about Frankenstein. These are the music reports I just played. That was a request, Oingo Boingo, Weird Science, from the soundtrack of the movie called Weird Science. Before that, Toy Love, Bride of Frankenstein from Cuts. We heard Long Tall Ernie and the Shakers, Frankenstein from a record called Meet the Monsters. Franz Gall gave us Frankenstein from Cinq Minutes d'Amour. We heard Choctaw John, The Evils of Frankenstein, a single from 1976. And Barry Bostwick, Susan Sarandon, and Richard O'Brien sang Over at the Frankenstein Place from the Rocky Horror Picture Show original soundtrack. Under my voice is Jabba Dub, Frankenstein from Revenge Dub Signal. Thanks so much for tuning in. Dick Dickenbach wishes he could have been here, but he and his assistant, what's his assistant's name? Igor? They have been in the laboratory preparing a surprise for Halloween. I can't wait to find out what it is. Maybe I'll see him Halloween night. Maybe he'll just be here next week, because we will be back next week with more news. Sundays, noon. Old reports are at xray.fm. You can keep up with what we play until 1 on the playlist at that same website at 1 o'clock. Of course, it's Radio Bandolero. Stay tuned for that. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff, and the crew of the report, I'm Gary, saying a special thank you to all who donated during X-Ray's recent fund drive. We met our goal and then some. I want a special thanks to go out to Josh, Alex, and Karen, who gave to the Dickenbach Report's peer-to-peer page. I am sad to say Dick Dickenbach will want to thank you personally, so you know, when he comes to your door, just just pretend you're not home. He's persistent, but he's not stubborn, right? Stay warm and dry out there, and have a lovely day.
The land laid to waste before his feet. Frankenstein conquers the world. Castles in flames, oceans collide. Frankenstein conquers the world. We got the shock of our life on the day he was born. Frankenstein conquers the world. Who would have thought it would come to this? It looks so good on paper. The creature we created will now destroy us. The beast will rise from the sea, and he'll rule the earth with an iron fist. Frankenstein conquers the world. He'll bring death to those who would oppose. Frankenstein conquers the world. Millions will be slaughtered, sons and daughters. Frankenstein conquers the world. The land laid to waste before his feet. Frankenstein conquers the world. Castles in flames, oceans collide. Frankenstein conquers the world. All the world in terror of the horror of the monster. Frankenstein conquers the world. Oh no, it's going to happen. 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 It's going to happen.
I'm 9 feet tall and my skin is gray. All the girls scream when I come out to play. They scream and they scream and they run away. I'm one of a kind. Doctor, doctor, you're the one to blame. You put me together. You forgot the name. Sew me a lady. Sew me a lady. Sew me a monster lady. Just like me. Thank you. dead man's brain. I look in the mirror and it's pure pain. I'm so ugly and so lonely that I'm going insane. Out of my mind. Doctor, doctor, please use all your a girl with a dead girl's heart. Sew me a lady, sew me a lady, sew me a monster lady.